Ramble.
Hey guys, what's up? It is Alicia Marie.
And Remy Cruz.
And you're listening to your absolute favorite podcast.
Pretty Basic.
Wow. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the pod.
Welcome back. We miss you. We hope you're staying safe and healthy in your homes. Hopefully you're staying inside and not going outside.
And if you are going outside, we're looking at you. People.
Have you seen Cal was showing me videos of like people, I think it was in India or some other country, where people were just walking around an apartment complex and people on their balconies were like, stay inside, and they were throwing water on them.
Oh my god.
Like, not in a bad way, like they were totally fine, but it was like, yeah, just like go inside.
No, oh my god, I have not seen that. I thought you were gonna say, have you seen the videos of people doing workouts outside, but everyone's on their balconies?
I didn't know everyone I followed was suddenly a fitness influencer. That's what I have to say.
Honestly, everyone on their stories.
I'm not gonna lie, I saved your TikTok to do it later if I ever get to working out in my house. But
I'll send. It was one of Brad's workouts.
Did you text him for workouts?
He gave me one forever ago, and then I just I did that one yesterday, and then I asked him for a new one because I want to do an actual like at home workout video. I was like, yo, like I'll tag you. And then he gave me a new one, so I'll send you both of those. Honestly, oh my God, I am please. So sore. Like, I am so sore.
I'm going to be fully honest. I've been here for 2 weeks and I have yet to move my body in any way. But I will carrying boxes hard work.
No, not only boxes, carrying Miss Remy Ashton's stuff from her apartment. Like, that's you had so much stuff in there, like bringing them up and down the stairs. I feel like, honestly, you've been doing so good.
I just realized I was recording a vlog clip because I was like, oh, this is going to be so cute to insert. But it just looks like I'm talking to myself.
Like, you can't see the mic?
No, you can see the mic, but I can't hear you. It's just me talking.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Bye.
It's been, so basically, how are you guys doing? We want full updates. Definitely tweet. Actually, speaking about Twitter, we are going to be trying to do our very first live tweeting, live listening party for this episode. So we've been promoting it this whole past week. So currently, we're on Twitter listening with a lot of you guys in real time, basically listening to this episode, because we were just trying to think of more ways we can kind of bring everyone together and just make it feel, I don't know, just more fun and exciting while everyone's been stuck at home. And we're really excited. So if you liked it, if you're listening to it with us, let us know if you liked it. Definitely let us know, because, you know, then if no one says anything, then like low-key, we probably won't do it again. But if you do like it, let us know. And also, if you guys happen to miss when we were doing the live tweeting, definitely look out on our socials and Instagram and vlogs, because we'll be promoting the next one if there is another one. But I think it'll be good.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what everyone's doing.
But regardless if you're listening with the live tweeting or just on your own, do us a favor and tweet us what you're doing currently right now. Like, are you folding laundry? Are you exercising? Are you just chilling on your bed? Are you chilling on your couch?
Are you playing Animal Crossing?
Are you playing Animal Crossing? People, that is what we want to know.
That is the big question. I actually have a really funny story about Animal Crossing. First of all, I've learned that Alicia did not play as a child.
I was just about to say, like, sorry, guys. I never played. I thought I did. And then everyone started. I did this. Everyone was talking about it. And I joined the conversation because FOMO. And I was saying, oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for Animal Crossing to come out. And then I started seeing everyone's tweets and photos and everything. And I was like, I don't think I've played that. Then I felt like a hypocrite. I was like, oh, no. I've been telling people I'm excited.
You thought you played and you didn't. Is that,
no, that's, yes, okay. That is the consensus.
That is the, okay, that is, thank you so much. I personally, like, I'm not kidding when I say Animal Crossing shaped me to be the woman I am today. I remember I was a kid, I was in dance as a child, and my aunt and uncle lived in Sweden at the time, and the Nintendo DS came out there before it came out in America. My aunt bought me one and brought it to the States, and I had it before like anybody else did, and I thought it was so freaking cool. I was playing all my Nintendogs, my Animal Crossing. I'd bring it to the dance studio
Nintendogs.
And like play in between all my classes, and I like thrived on Animal Crossing. So when I heard that it was coming out now for the Switch. I lost my freaking mind. I pre-ordered it. I've been waiting every single day. But obviously, with everything going on, a lot of like deliveries and things have been pushed back, which totally understandable. I completely understand. But I thought that my Animal Crossing was supposed to come last night. But
you were triggered because you didn't get your Animal Crossing.
I was a little upset, which I mean, to be honest, I could have gotten the digital download.
So there is a digital and a hard copy.
Yes, there's a digital version, okay. And then you can get the hard copy one. I got the hard copy just because I was afraid that if I like turned off my Switch or something without saving it, that I would lose my place. But at least like on the hard copy, I can like switch it between other consoles and things. So I thought it was supposed to come yesterday. So I've been waiting and I've been so excited. Obviously, moving to a new house, I'm getting so many new packages and things. So it's been hard to keep track of everything. So I was literally counting down the days. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, just waiting for it to come. Then I checked my Amazon last night because I was like, wait, no, Amazon packages came yesterday. And I was so sad. I realized it had come 2 days earlier and it's been sitting in my house and not played. And I almost had a breakdown. Cal found out that I haven't had it yet. Ollie and I have only been exchanging Animal Crossing memes, GIFs, TikToks, only been talking about it. He's had it and been waiting for me to play. So Cal saw that I've had it for 2 days sitting here. So he picked up his phone, immediately started to call Ollie and was like, I'm going to tell on you. And I immediately side texted Ollie on the side and was like, Ollie, I have such bad news. And he's like, what's going on? I was like, I found out today Cal is a compulsive liar and we cannot trust anything he says. And I was like, we can't trust anything he says. I'm so sad. And Ollie just put, wow, with like, you know, the semicolon and like the parentheses, like, wow, so sad to see it. And so then Cal then group texts me and Ollie and goes, Remy's had it for 2 days, da 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 da. And then Ollie replies back, you're a liar. Like, she absolutely did not. She just got it today. Ollie has always said, he's like, I would lie for you to go to jail. Like, I would die for you.
Oh, and I was like, this fully is the believe rider, that. That is the definition of a ride or die.
I agree. So I just
you
had
don't
to
get
share
that,
that
name
anecdote.
Lightly, you know? You don't get that title lightly.
Ride or die, bitch. So yeah, that was my little anecdote. So I tried to start playing it last night. I didn't get through the intro credits because I got too drunk on wine and went to sleep.
Wait. You tweeted out you were going to do a Q&A.
Yeah. So I, you know what? This quarantine has turned me into a wine gal.
Oh my God. Finally. Okay. But like low-key, I've definitely had a few glasses of wine. And normally I'm not one just to like have a glass of wine during the middle of the week, where Ashley is. Ashley is every, she could have a glass of wine every
like
single
a dinner.
Night.
Okay.
She loves that. I'm over here on the other hand, like, okay, but if I'm going to have one glass, I might as well have two, but I also don't want to have two glasses and then have to like drink a whole bunch of water to like yes. whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, this past weekend we whipped out the Stella, you know, basic. Oh, but
love her.
Yeah, I love a good wine drunk, I will say.
I've never really, for me, I've always thought like, you know, if I'm going to drink alcohol, it might as well be Tito's. Like, I might as well just like go hard. Yeah. But for the first time ever last week, or this week rather, I had my first ever like solo drink just by myself. I was cleaning the house. I was like, I'm going to have a glass of wine. Because I always was like, I don't know, I was drinking alone okay. And I was like, I'm going to do it. So I had a couple glasses by myself. I cleaned the house. I had a wonderful night. I did a little DIY project. Like
another
a little
one?
Home improvement.
Wait,
I did another one.
We had the lamp one last week. What was it this week? Or is it a surprise?
Week, no. I didn't share it on my vlog because I thought people were going to like roast me for like ruining something. But you know those like big mirrors I have that have, like, there's like a little gold lining on it. The big mirrors mm-hmm. I used to have in my apartment. So yeah. I would look at it and I was kind of like, I've had those for years. I've had them since Marina Del Rey. And so I felt like they needed to be spruced up a bit. So I laid out all of my moving blankets. I had a couple glasses of wine. I taped them all up and I spray painted them all fully silver. And they look so good. But I had a nice little time by myself. And then last night I was like, I'm going to do it again. I had a few little FaceTime calls with friends to have like a little happy hour. I called Murph at 5 p.m. We had a little FaceTime, cracked open a drink. And then from there I was like, well, I have another call at 8. I might as well keep this party rolling. So I had an entire bottle of wine by myself.
Oh, I live for that. Are you kidding?
She was unable to play Animal Crossing. But I tried this wine called Whispering Angel. Amazing. $13
Whispering Angel,
from Trader
so
Joe's.
Good.
It
I've actually so heard great good. Things about it.
Anyways, that's been my quarantine advances. How about you?
Yeah, honestly, this week has been How this week has been, I would honestly, I think I'm backwards than everyone else. I feel like the first week there was so much going on. It was a little faster for me. I feel like this week's been going by a little slower. I think now the, not the novelty, because clearly it's not the novelty, but like the newness of it feeling different. I feel like every night last week we were definitely like watching movies. Like it was more of a comforting thing to like all watch movies together, or like we would stay up pretty late. And I feel like now we're all trying to find a real normal schedule. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to go to bed early, but I've still been staying up so late, and it's not even, I don't even, it's just been weird. So it's, I think that's just been the biggest thing overall, but it's been really good. Definitely still just working and stuff.
Do you want to tell them about the salsa?
Oh my God. Okay. No, I don't. I don't. I don't. Okay.
Now I want to know about the salsa. Funny. What's the salsa?
Okay. Long story short, I have my favorite salsa. It's Mrs. Renfro's. It's this green salsa. So freaking good. I like grew up on it. Long story short, on Tuesday, TK and I were filming, and I was just so exhausted all day. Like my anxiety was high. I was just like not getting work done. I was trying to talk and film, but none of my words coming out of my mouth made any sense. I was overthinking everything. So it was just kind of like a stressful morning for me, but it was still fine. Like, yeah. So then Ash and Taryn offered to make lunch because they didn't have much going on. So then we ended up going downstairs. Well, they kept yelling at us being like, come on, like lunch is ready. Lunch is ready. And then me literally in the footage, I'm like, okay. And I'm just like, I like make a face. And then I realized Taryn's going to be editing this video. I was like, oh, I told her, I was like, I definitely like made a face. I'm so sorry. She's like, oh my God, no, we were being annoying. But then they kept like being so persistent for us to come downstairs. So then we ended up, so we wrapped up filming, we go downstairs and we hear music, and then we look and they made a restaurant. Because we can't go out. So they had candles. They both were standing there with their arm and like a napkin, like a towel. And they made like homemade like Chipotle bowls basically, and it was Tuesday, so it was like Taco Tuesday, you
Wait,
know?
That's so cute.
Yeah, and then I felt horrible because I knew, I was like, oh my God, like that's why they were being so annoying about us coming down to eat lunch, you know?
I just imagine they were standing there, with a towel there for so long. Like, come on, guys!
Literally, they're just like sitting there smiling, and I mean, it was probably at least 10 minutes, at least like 10, 15 minutes of them being like, oh, come, like dinner's or lunch is ready. And we were like, hold on, like 5 more minutes. Like I was just trying to get through the last few sentences. So then we come down and it was so funny. So we ended up having lunch. It was really good. And then even Ash was like, I had to put ice back in the waters because you guys took too long. So we're like, oh, sorry. Anyways, we had it. It was great. And then needless to say, my favorite salsa apparently was bad because all of us had extremely bad stomach issues, and I don't want to talk about it.
Oh no.
Like it was
at least you have enough bathrooms for all of you.
Literally. But okay, like, you know, Ashley hates anything of like,
oh yes, potty talk.
Yeah, she hates it. So oh my God, so I can't believe I'm talking about this. Literally, like, at the end of the night, I was like, oh my God, my stomach hurts. Like, I finally said it out loud, and her and TK, like, both look at each other so fast, and they're like, whoa, what? And I was just like, I was like, oh my God, I thought for sure they thought I was sick. And I was like, oh my God, no, like, I'm fine. It's just my stomach, guys. Like, what's wrong, you know?
I was like, I don't have corona.
Like, I swear, it's just, I'm like, I don't feel good. And then Ashley was like, my stomach hurts too. And then we were like, oh no. Then the next morning, TK had eggs. She put salsa on the eggs. The next day, she didn't feel good. Oh. So, like, long story short, we threw that ish out.
Yes, we garbage disposal that.
Yeah, so that was a great highlight of my quarantine.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You know what happened to me? This is my first like homeowner issue now, is my garage stopped working.
Oh my God.
It wasn't able to close all the way. And obviously that's like a safety thing. And I would like that closed. And so for the first time, I wasn't able to call like a maintenance person because I've only rented before. And so I was like, what the heck do I do? And I wasn't sure if it was like an electrical issue or anything like that. So I called an electrician. And also right now, obviously it's like a scary time.
Yeah.
And so not everyone's working. And so I called an electrician and I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. Like, this is happening. Like, what do I do? And the lady was like, sweetie, I don't think that you need to call us. I think you need to call a specialist for this and that and da da da. So I ended up calling garage specialist, which I didn't even know that was a thing. But damn. I made a new friend. He came out and fixed my garage for me. And now it's all working again. But like, I've never dealt with this before. I don't know how to handle it.
That was one of the things I didn't expect either when getting a house. You can't just call like in our apartments, things would break all the time. And we just always had like a call in for maintenance, whether it was the dishwasher, whether it was like laundry, like something. And it was so nice just being able to call someone. And yeah, when you get a house, you're like, oh, I can't just call maintenance. Like, it's up to me to fix this or like get someone to fix this. Even did you see Lauren fixing her dishwasher?
Her dishwasher. I know. Her vlog?
I was like, oh my God. Like, I haven't had to do anything like that, but it's just such a different, it's so different.
That or even like what I took for granted was a simple trash chute.
Oh,
I didn't realize.
Literally,
our trash can is full. And Cal was like, sorry that we can't do anything now.
Well, I'll give you a tip.
Please.
We just called the city, and for $5 more a month, we were able to get a trash bin that's twice as big as the one we were using.
Oh, they just dropped it off today. Okay, well, they literally just dropped it off today. I called and I got two recycling bins already. And then I haven't gotten my trash can yet, but I'm waiting on that one. But I
you don't even
that.
Have one?
No. When I got here, they had two old trash cans. But the people at the city are so nice. They were so sweet. Yeah. I really enjoyed my phone call with them.
You're like the prime person that people would love to talk to on the phone. Because you're
my favorite
like, wow,
thing is when they like
so
say your name and you repeat it back and they're like, hi, like this is Lauren. I'm like, hi, Lauren, how are you doing? Like, I would just like to talk about this. They're like,
you're like,
oh,
how
thank you for
are
asking.
You doing?
How are you in this trying time? Oh my gosh, it's been crazy though. Okay, have you been keeping up on pop culture lately?
Yeah, I was literally just going to say, did you, like, I'm sure you've seen it. What are your thoughts on the whole Taylor, Kanye, Kim thing? I feel like,
Well, I think that we haven't talked about this, but I feel like we're going to have similar thoughts because of like our personalities. But I think
also it's interesting because we're somewhat in the entertainment industry. It's interesting hearing them talk about publicists or talk about things because like we understand that. So I think that's what's also interesting.
I think like, to be honest, I don't really care that much. I really don't. I think it's just so like, they've beaten the dead horse. So I'm just kind of like, whatever about it. But I need to go back. If I cared enough, I would have gone back to like check facts. But I see the issue. I understand why they're like fighting because I think Kim Kardashian's just being annoying about it, to be fully honest. But I do think that Kim was saying one thing. She was like, okay, well, what was Kim saying? Kim was saying that we called. And like that was all she has been fighting for the whole time. It was like, we called and here's the footage. And then I guess at the same time, Taylor's been saying like, no, well, you didn't run this like exact line by me. And you can you can tell she was visibly uncomfortable. And I do understand all of that. So I think they're both making valid arguments. If Kim has always just been saying, no, we called her, then yes, that was the footage. And like that makes sense. But then Taylor being like, no, you didn't run the sign by me, like I didn't approve it, then that's also valid. So I think like they're both just fighting. There was miscommunication and they both just like want to fight.
And you know what's crazy? The whole thing I feel like could have been totally avoided if Taylor had from the very beginning said, yes, we had a call. However,
yes,
because she never said that there was a call until Kim showed the footage. And that's why everyone turned on Taylor being like, oh, well, now you were lying clearly. You know what I mean? Like, it like, I feel like it disregarded everything she had to say because now she just looked like she was lying or trying to, like, ignore the fact. You know what I mean? So it's just so crazy how, like, wording and communication is literally everything. Yeah, I feel like I feel the exact same way. I do feel like even, like, going through it and, like, seeing how Taylor made it her, like, the whole snakes, it's just so weird. I don't know. I don't even know what to think about it. I think everyone is over it, too. But it was really, it was just weird seeing, like, someone like Todrick, like, put it all over social media. But I will say it was kind of refreshing to, like, see him just be so honest, like, to not go through an official statement or to, like, he just, like, said what he was thinking. You know what I mean?
I actually, I'm going to be fully honest, I didn't follow up with what Todrick said.
Oh, my God. That's what kind of, like. Is it on his Twitter? Well, that's what, like, ignited everything. It was all on his Instagram story. I mean, the first thing was obviously the video, but he just, like, kind of, it was like, yeah, I really respect him for sticking up. Speaking of ride or die friends, like, I think that just proved that he is a ride or die friend to Taylor and always has been. Like, he just, you should look it up afterwards, everything that he said. But
he put it on Instagram stories.
He made, like, what, 12 stories or something like that? 8 stories. Ooh. It was a lot. Just, like, saying everything, saying that, like, editing is, or, like, he, like, went in on
Well,
Kim.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing is they could have released that video if, like, if the whole time Kim was just trying to say that they did have a phone call, then they would have just released that whole clip. But there is definitely a reason why they didn't.
And so, then conspiracy theory, do you think it's because the new Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming out, like, that they just announced a new season? Timing
I wouldn't
is
be
weird.
Surprised I wouldn't and be then, Chris and Jenner then people, the devil works harder, but Chris Jenner works harder.
Literally people saying that, like, Chris leaked it, like, it makes me laugh because, like, even when we went to Creator Summit last year, Chris Jenner was actually one of the, like, keynote speakers who, like, came and spoke to us, and it she is such an amazing business lady. Like, she had so much to say and, like, great insights and stuff. So I feel like it's just so funny, even after that, like, keynote experience of hearing her talk, like, when people say, like, she leaked it and stuff, it just makes it even funnier.
I could see it. I really think I could.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what I also realized? I don't care about Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't care about, like, I like her as a person. She seems great. But it's just like when, like, I don't care about whether they're together or not. I saw headlines this morning.
Okay. Interesting question and topic. Why is it that you're invested in certain celebrity relationships and not others? Like, what are factors? You know what I mean? Because there are, I would agree. Like, I was never like invested in their relationship. And then it's hard, too, because on our side, we understand, I mean, you more so, like, when you do have a public relationship, how much do you put public? How much do you keep private? However, most people enjoy more public relationships, like viewers.
I think it's the investment, like, you feel invested in them.
Yeah.
And then that, but with that, it's a double-edged sword because, yeah, people love it and then they feel, they feel entitled. And so that's the whole thing with whenever anyone has a public breakup, it's like, oh, I wish I hadn't, because then the questions become incessant. The entitlement kicks in of like, well, we deserve to know what happened. And then the person, whoever was in the breakup, is usually like, no, like, I need my time. And like, mm-hmm. I want to keep this to myself. But then a lot of people also feel like, oh, I do feel like we owe it to them. Did you watch the JD vlogs? Did you see that?
Oh, I did.
I did see, that's the thing is, I didn't fully watch it, to be fully honest, but I skimmed it and I saw what she was saying, where she's like, well, we owe it to them, and whether it was like real or not, I don't know. But that's the whole like public thing.
That's what I've always, didn't know what?
He didn't know breakup videos were a thing at all on YouTube. So I was watching it next to him.
I was just having a convo with Taylor and basically saying, like, I've seen so many over the years that, like, I feel like I can so easily see which ones are, like, real and not.
Right.
Like, we've had a lot of friends go through public breakups, too. Like, yeah. It's hard. Like, it's so crazy. And it's weird because I will agree. I feel like what's so hard is you have all these YouTubers saying, like, I don't owe you guys anything. Like, I can keep this private. But then me being myself where I can see every side to every situation, like, I understand the viewer's side where it's like, well, then why did you introduce this relationship to us and show us everything? Do you know what I mean? It's like they feel hurt because they feel a part of it. So it is like, I understand. I don't think that YouTubers necessarily owe their fans anything. However, I do think there's a responsibility of if you put something public, you do have to, like, at some point, whenever you're ready, like, talk about it or at least mention it or something.
I fully agree. I think what's interesting is, like, when, so Cal was so astounded to see, he's like, what the heck about, like, that JD vlog breakup? Because I was watching it and they were crying.
Oh, I'm sure he was like, what is,
he
like, what
so
are you watching?
He was so confused. He was like, wait, like, what's going on? And he's like, this is so dumb. Why are they doing this? And I was like, no, like, as YouTubers, like, this is a thing. And so I showed him then Lauren and Alex's breakup video. I showed him David and Liza's breakup video. And he was like, what the heck? What did she say?
She said scaring him into never breaking up with you.
But I think I was like, this is a thing like YouTubers have to do. It's like you kind of do owe it to them. And I think people like Lauren and Alex and people like David and Liza and everybody like that, I think it's like when you both are YouTubers, then you feel the need to do that. And you, like, you obviously do. There's the questions are going to happen. For if Cal and I were to ever break up, then I think obviously Cal wouldn't make a video, but I think I would personally sit down and be like, hey, just so you know, we did break up, and, like, probably not go into any detail as to why, just like, just so you know, we broke up, we decided to part ways, whatever it may be. But then I think about it on other sides that I've gone through firsthand of, like, friendship breakups.
I know.
And I've had a few friendship breakups online, and obviously we didn't sit down and, like, film a breakup video because that'd be weird. But I've also never said, I personally have, and you know, I've gone through this. There have been times where I literally have just cracked because I still get questions about people that I used to be friends with, like, years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've literally sat down and filmed full, like, explaining videos and sent them to Alicia to be like reviewed. And she's like, I think this is good, but, like, let's sleep on it. And then the next morning I'll wake up and be like, oh, I was fine. I overreacted.
No, but that's a whole other thing though, is YouTube is such a therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thing too. So for a lot of YouTubers, it feels like therapy, or that you're journaling to, like, get all of your feelings out. And then a lot of people upload it and then some people don't. So I think that's a great thing, actually, to, like, film a video, but that doesn't mean you have to post it and put it public. It's just getting it off your chest is so helpful.
That's so true.
But yeah, I agree. Even with friendship breakups or anything like that, it's like, now that's a whole, like, it's easy to say it when it's a relationship. So there are different lines. Right. I do think it comes to, like, whenever that person is ready to talk about it, or if it feels like it matters. I will say too, though, I do feel like David and Liza did such a good job with them both being YouTubers. Obviously, they were known as being a couple, but more than that, they were each known individually.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what made, like, their breakup okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think fans were, like, a little unsure what was going to happen. However, the content on each of their channels really wasn't going to change that much, more than... The main thing was you wouldn't see Liza as much in David's stuff.
That's so true.
Versus every other couple channel, like Prank Versus Prank or all those other ones, they were known as, like, characters together. Like, they were, like, together, the brand.
Couple.
Yeah.
That's so true.
It's insane.
I think it's just so weird that, like, I could sit here and be like, oh, well, this is what I'm going to do if this ever happens. And then when it comes, you're like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. And especially with, like, friendship things, it's so hard.
Oh, literally.
Figure out a plan. Because you also have to remember, like, we're, as much as you want to just, like, sit down and, like, tell, like, whether it's your side of the story or whether it's, like, you know, defending yourself, whatever it may be, at the same time, it could also just be as simply, like, you just are trying to get over it. Like, you're going through a lot of things emotionally. And then by the time you get over it, it's been, like, however long, and you're like, okay, well, this isn't even relevant to, like, my life anymore. I don't even need to, like, drag it out.
And especially for people who, you know, friends or ex-boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever who don't have a platform, sometimes it also seems unfair to, like, for one person to say their side when the other person can't really say much. Even if
that's
even if both sides are valid, completely. It's like, like, you almost don't want to make people think that they're a bad person or something like that. Like, things just don't work out all the time. So I feel like that's hard too. But then you also don't want it to be an online battle of like, well, they feel this way and then they feel that. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to drag it out. You don't want to beat the dead horse. But there's like, there's a specific friendship breakup that I had who I still get asked about to this day, like a lot. And nothing truly happened. And I don't feel like I need to come out and say like nothing truly happened. But at the same time, I don't want to say that there's a reason why we're not friends anymore, but I don't want to say it because they don't have any sort of platform to defend themselves. I also think about people like going to their Instagram and like ripping them apart and like saying mm-hmm. all these like mean things. And I don't want that to happen to them either because it was nothing like crazy, crazy. It's just
exactly.
like, I don't, they're, why talk about it? Just like, let it be. We're both doing better now. It's fine.
Exactly. And obviously all of it is like a very sensitive subject at times. So I feel like that's another thing. So I feel like it's just, it's hard when viewers are like, oh, like you don't care to like talk about this or like we want answers. But then you're like, no, there's so much that goes into it. It's like, mm-hmm. it's so hard because also at sometimes it feels like no matter what you do is the wrong thing to do. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, what do I do? So if I, and it's so different for everyone. Like there are, I don't know. Breakup. Oh my God. I can't believe, I'm sure he was like, what we're are you off watching? On
this segue. Oh, he was like, this is a thing. I was like, yeah, people like, it makes sense as to why they have to do it, but also it is like a weird thing to do.
Wait, did you know the JD breakup video was actually a prank?
It was a prank? Are you kidding me? I was swindled. Wait, I need to get him. Can I get his verbal reaction? That's so funny.
Yeah.
Cal, I need to get your verbal reaction to something. First of all, what's your take on breakup videos now that you know they exist?
They freaked me out.
Now, how do you feel if I were to tell you, remember that one, the initial one we watched with the guy and girl crying?
Yeah.
How do you feel if I told you that was completely a prank?
God, people are so dumb.
That's the reaction. Thank you so much.
I hate it. So dumb.
I thought it was legit. I mean, I'm glad they're not broken up, but that's annoying.
Oh, I so knew it was a prank.
Well, did you know that they got engaged after that Logan Paul fight?
Yeah.
I heard about that too, but then I was like, oh, it's all like a thing, like it's a big show. I just didn't know.
I feel like nothing honestly surprises me anymore with anything in YouTube because like almost everything's fake. Not like it us, just, but like, no, do you know
well,
what
that's
I mean?
The thing. That's what like really makes me sad is like there have been so many times that like I've wanted to, as we know, I've literally filmed the videos and then not uploaded them because I've decided to try and take the high road. But then people, and like that's me trying to be a good person, me trying to not slander anybody. I've also learned that by not saying anything, people automatically obviously just assume the worst because I'm not defending myself. But in mm-hmm. my head, I think I'm doing the right thing. But at the same time, then people like abuse that by doing these prank things and it makes me sad.
Well, even I feel like it's a prime example of almost no matter what, people are going to have different opinions, bringing it back to the Taylor and Kim thing. Like Taylor literally like, she ended up posting on her Instagram story like something really quick about it and then drove people to different charities or something like that for the coronavirus relief and all that stuff. So it was so interesting how that's what she did. But so many people, including Kim, even said like, oh, you're bringing up an old flame, blah, blah, blah. But if you looked at the original thing that Taylor did, she literally like touched on it and then said like, no, instead of talking about this, let's do this. So it's just so weird how no matter what you do, it almost like will make people upset.
Oh, completely. Like even tying that into, I mean, I saw people were getting upset that Taylor donated a lot of money to some sort of relief fund for coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And then Kim did some sort of thing where she was like, buy Skims now, 20% of all proceeds are going to go to some sort of charity. Then on top of that, like, I understand both sides of that too, because yeah, that doesn't look the best for Kim at the time when Taylor just donated all that, but at least she's donating something.
Well, and that's something also that has always gotten me frustrated is when people say like, oh, this celebrity's only donating $1 million. I'm like, yes. It's all a ratio. Like that's what gets me so mad. It's because it's so easy to look, I don't know. It's just, I hate when people do stuff like that so much.
I saw on E! News, it said Kylie Jenner just donated $1 million to coronavirus research funds or some sort of relief. And I looked at the comments immediately and the top comment was like, wow, can't wait for everyone to come on here and start hating that that's not enough money. And then underneath people were like, oh, well, she just made that in 6 seconds. And it's like, well, she just donated $1 million. Like, she didn't have to do that.
Also, it didn't have to be public. Like, yeah. People, like, I remember around the time with the wildfires when those were, like, really going crazy. I forget who, but some celebrity tweeted out there, like, you don't even know, like, you're accusing me of not donating simply because I haven't made it public, but you literally don't even know what I've done with my money or what I do with my money. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's just so crazy how people, like, I don't know. It's so freaking crazy to me. I hate it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, also speaking about E! News, did you see the Chrissy Teigen and Chris Clemens?
Oh,
I literally thought of you the entire time and I wanted to talk to you about it.
All I ever wanted was... That's all I've ever wanted. I have the same pack of romaine lettuce in my fridge. It could have been me from Trader Joe's. I missed it. I need to put her tweet notifications on, honestly. But I'm so glad. I love Chris Cummins and Andrew Lau, two of my like favorite YouTubers since the beginning of time. Like, I'm so happy it was them.
They're hilarious. Okay, so little backstory for anyone who doesn't know. Basically, Chrissy Teigen said that she was in desperate need of romaine lettuce and that she would make banana bread for anyone who could give her some, right? She just tweeted this out so randomly. And then a YouTuber who's been on the platform for years, Chris Cummins, made a response and was like, okay, Chrissy Teigen, like, we know that's your real... Like, he was being so funny, which I think helped her realize, like, oh, he's not crazy. Like, he's not a crazy fan. He's just like a funny dude. He just like tweeted it. He was like, here in Studio City or something like that. And then she replies and is like, okay, like, we'll be making this exchange, da da da. So basically everyone was freaking out thinking like, is this going to happen? Like, is Chrissy Teigen and Chris Clemens going to exchange? And to most of the world, he's just some random dude. You know what I mean? So it ended up happening. They met up and it was so fun keeping track, like keeping updated with everything on social media. Her and John Legend literally met up with him and they put the banana bread that she made for him in one of those kid cars things. She put the banana bread in the car and then like pushes it over to him and then they put the romaine lettuce on wheels.
Like it was like Luna's little tykes, like yellow and red plastic toy car.
Yeah, and they did that so they could still stay like 6 to 10 feet away or whatever. It was hilarious, but Rem has literally been a Chrissy Teigen fan for all her life, ever since she came out of the womb.
Well, so she did this like maybe a year ago or maybe 2 years ago or so, where she needed bananas for banana bread and she couldn't find any like ripened banana, like, you know how banana bread they need to be they're brown. So she tweeted out and was like, I need bananas. And so someone replied and was like, I have like 6 bananas, do you want them? And so her assistant met up with the person and took the bananas, and then I don't know what she gave them in return, but now she did it herself. And I would legit lose my mind if I met up with Chrissy Teigen. Oh my god. Yesterday I Cal also didn't know that Chris Clemens existed, so I made him watch the video where he reviewed Trisha Paytas's Patreon, which is, I think, that kind of like that blew Chris Clemens up, and it is the funniest video ever. It was so good. So Chris reacted to Trisha Paytas's Patreon. Then Trisha made a video of her reacting to Chris reacting to her.
Yeah.
Then Chris made a video of him reacting to her reacting to her, him, whatever it is. And then they eventually did a mukbang together. And
I feel like that's
so funny.
Because he's been on the platform for forever, but I've always thought he's so funny. I was like, you, out of all people, deserve so many more followers. Like, you are hilarious. So I'm so glad he's like really, like, I feel like now he's like popping off again.
He deserved it. He deserved it.
He's always deserved it. I loved how, obviously, with all the drama of other stuff that's going on social media, like, seeing the romaine lettuce thing literally just made my day, and it made me like, I don't know, I feel like as crazy as everything's been the past few weeks, it's really cool seeing like hope and humanity with just like things that people are doing, like even those workouts that people are doing. I even saw this guy was playing piano on his balcony, and like it was, I think they were in Spain, and literally this other guy in a whole separate balcony like whips out his saxophone and joins in, and they were playing Titanic. Like I literally cried.
That's,
I sobbed.
So sweet.
No, I feel like I've just been seeing so much stuff like that too, which is really cool, seeing everyone like come together. And it's like there's never been anything in history like this, to where we're all, everyone in the world is working towards the same thing right now. Mm-hmm. And like you couldn't even go to one like city and someone not talk about it, you know what I mean? Like in a way that's almost like so cool to have this like that's insane.
Unifying. Yeah, I feel like it's obviously not a good thing, but at least there is a silver lining within this.
Mm-hmm.
I just got notifications that Delta has fully refunded my tickets that were for May.
Well, we can talk about this. Little update, you know, the house that we had for Coachella, it would have qualified for a full refund.
Okay.
Under the Airbnb like thing. However, remember we switched the dates
within, which, what do you mean?
So
when you talk to the guy directly?
Yeah. So we got a house for Coachella. Obviously Coachella's not happening anymore. Then they moved the dates, and then we were able to switch the dates to the new one.
Oh no. So
now it doesn't qualify for it. However,
interesting.
However, he's still like so great to work with, and he's like, no, I totally understand, like let me talk to them. He was like, they're probably going to be really slow though because of
everything
going on right now. So I was like, no worries. So just quick little update, we don't have a refund yet, but working on it. I think we have a few different contacts we can kind of hit up, but just a little update on that.
It makes me so sad about, you know what's so crazy, like how many businesses are having to slow down or completely close, how the airlines are suffering, how everyone is suffering, and it's really, really sad. And I think I saw this TikTok actually of this company, and it was this girl saying like, when your family business of 20 years might have to completely closed because of COVID-19. I started watching the TikTok. I was like, oh, and it was this Vietnamese girl. So I was watching her and I was like, oh, that's so sad. And as I kept watching, it's this huge restaurant in Orange County called Brodard, which I grew up with. And it's like such an iconic thing for Orange County, for Orange County Asian people. Like every family gathering I had, like there would be something from Brodard there, and it made me so sad to see, like, that's such a staple for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, there are so many times in LA I'm like, man, I wish I could just drive over to Brodard right now. Like, it's such a, like, I think about it constantly.
When
that randomly popped up on my timeline, it made me so sad because that's such an iconic thing for my family. I can't imagine for their family and for so many other families how it, like, important and special that is. And it broke my heart.
No, it's been, I saw Lauren's tweet where she was like, I want to help support small businesses. And I loved that. So I wanted to do something similar, go through like her replies to find more too, because it's so crazy.
I think also when I didn't realize initially, which this is just me being dumb, but when the mayor of LA shut down all restaurants being open, but takeout was still open, I was like, oh, thank God for people who like don't want to, they can't go to the grocery store, they can still order food. But then at the same time, that's also still revenue flow for restaurants.
Oh, completely.
Like by them doing takeout, obviously they're still making some sort of money. So it's beneficial for everyone. But it's been such a scary time. It's so crazy. Oh my God, I need to talk about this. Okay, so while I've been in quarantine, I've watched more videos or more like Netflix than I have in so long. And in the past 2 days, I completely binged two whole documentary series. One of which is called McMillions. I am floored.
I have not. I thought that was another thing that I thought I had watched.
That's why I brought it up right now. I thought we were going to talk about it.
And then I realized I hadn't. I was thinking
Alicia replied
other,
my story. So good.
I literally replied. I was like, oh my God, it's so good. And I definitely thought of a different McDonald's documentary that I had watched.
Super
not McMillions. No, not that one. But I will say, It is insane. I know the premise of it roughly, but I remember being in elementary school and driving through McDonald's every single Wednesday morning. That was our treat. We would drive through McDonald's 2 for $2 back when it was good. It was two egg and cheese McMuffins for $2, and now it's like 2 for $5. Yeah, I'm aging myself.
Inflation,
anyways,
baby.
Right? We know those sandwiches haven't changed.
True.
So every and all the time, I, you know me and my like competitive three self, like I was like, I'm going to win the Monopoly game. Little I truly, you know. Truly believed I was like, I'm going to win. So I would beg my mom to go to McDonald's to play the Monopoly game. I think I always would get like two of one same color, but never, never,
never, never three. Pennsylvania Avenue. Never, never need Pennsylvania. That.
Pennyville.
I watched, there were six episodes. By the third episode, I finally looked at Cal and I went, wait. You mean to tell me I never could have won? Like, it took me 3 whole hours to, like, register what was happening.
Now, obviously, basically, don't say any spoilers, but yeah. I'm so... How is that legal?
Okay, so, well, it's not. So, basically, like, very... I'll try not to give any spoilers away. Basically, there was... It was bigger in the 90s and the early 2000s. They've started doing it again now, but basically... How many times can I say basically?
Well, also, I will say the... I don't really even feel like there's crazy spoilers because I feel like that just makes you want to watch it more.
Yeah. McDonald's ran a Monopoly game on all of their, if you guys remember, like the cups, the Happy Meals, there'd be like a little tag on it and you peel it off and you could collect pieces. And then some of them would say like instant grand prize winner, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, or $1,000,000. $1,000,000 was like the big ticket, obviously. And so then you would go in and just automatically win this amount of money. So what happened is obviously McDonald's is not a brand agency. They're not a marketing company. So they hired on a marketing company back in the early 90s called Simon Marketing Inc. They are the ones who ran the McDonald's game, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So basically from that, someone, I won't say who, infiltrated this whole game and they were stealing the pieces for, it started with the 25, then it got out to the 50, and then the $1,000,000 pieces were stolen and then distributed out within family members, friends of that person, and they were all rigging it. So they were all winning all the money. So no one else, obviously people were winning like the very small ones, but the big tickets were all going to the same people. And it's so crazy because three people who won the $1,000,000 tickets were all in the same area code. And even the like journalism people for that town, for the magazine, when they found out this was happening, they're like, how did we not put this together?
Oh my God.
How did we not realize?
That just shows you how much like that would never fly now. Like mm-hmm. with social media, people would be like, hell no, that's fake, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, Twitter.
But back
would be
then, like,
it.
Back then, you would never dream that people would do stuff like that. So it was so just like, oh, they all happen to be in the same
that's
like zip code.
So yeah,
that's
I guess
insane.
Just one batch was going
wow.
out.
They're just one lucky city. You know what I mean? Where like mm-hmm. now it's like, okay, something's fishy, you know?
Something's up completely. So there's like a whole FBI case on it. And it's
oh,
so
my God.
Interesting.
Okay, I'm definitely going to watch that.
The FBI agents are so funny and charismatic. And it made it so much better to watch.
Oh my God, I'll definitely watch that. I haven't honestly been watching that much TV. There is a new show with Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon on Hulu, I think, that we
Little
or
Fires
HBO.
Everywhere?
Is yeah, that yeah, I want to watch yeah. that one.
I do too.
But
another one people need to watch, it's number one on Netflix, it's called Tiger King.
Okay, I keep hearing about it. I've also heard people trying to make it into a drinking game.
Oh yeah, in our group chat, Kaylee was like, oh, I want to start this. Like, what? How do I make it into a drinking game? There is no way to make this into a drinking game without blacking out in the first 5 minutes. It is really interesting. Both of these documentaries, it's crazy to watch them because obviously they're true and they're based on true story. They literally are true stories. And you think like, how did I not know about these things that were happening? Granted, McMillions was back in the 90s, so I was like 3 years old. But this Tiger King one happened like 3 years ago. I think it was three to seven years ago. It's like a long gap. But it was nuts. Basically, it is based on people. It's a fight between the animal rights activists, specifically for big cats, so tigers, lions,
got it.
Leopards, all those sorts of things. So it's the animal right activists regarding that versus the people who are, I've noticed, are kind of more in the south, like Oklahoma, or like the, is that Midwest? I don't know, like Oklahoma, and then like South Carolina. They breed these big cats to illegally sell as cubs, and then also kind of run businesses based on people like zoos or people like taking pictures and like doing that kind of like meet and greet stuff with like little baby animals. So it's the story is insane. Cal has told me that he and his podcast co-host are now going to run a new segment on their episode of ranking all of the different breeders and all the people in the show on Absurdity. That's going to be the new game that they play, because they are all this. It's crazy because they're two obviously fighting for two complete opposite different things. Mm-hmm. But one guy in the documentary made a really good point. He's like, it's insane because they both are pretty much the same people. They both are so similar. And he's like, I more so just see it as a feud than them actually fighting for what they stand for.
Dang.
It was nuts. I highly recommend watching it.
Okay, I'll add those to my list. Oh my God. Yeah, let us know what other movies and stuff you guys have been loving and doing while you are, you know, staying home, because we are all staying home, right?
Staying home, please. Thank you. Please.
Oh my God. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Seriously, we love you so much. And we are all in this together. Definitely look out for a new episode next week, every single Wednesday. And definitely follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, yeah. All of our ish.
Keep up with our Twitter live stream, our little live tweeting session.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, yeah, it's happening right now. So keep tweeting us. Let us know now what your favorite part of the episode was on Twitter, please. And we'll talk about it more next time.
Yeah. So don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Oh, and rate and review. Oh, 5 stars. 5 stars, everyone. Five stars, freaking please. Stars.
Okay, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, we love you. Talk to you later.
Bye.